Bhagavad-gita 6.17 Yuktah viharasya yukta cheshtasya karmasu yukta swapnava bodhasya yogo bhavati dukkha. So here Krishna is continuing his emphasis on striving for bodily balance. So he states that we should be yukta. In the previous verse he stated that no extremes. Avoid extremes. So then here he states be yukta. And when one is yukta, what is his yukta ahara viharasya? In eating, in recreation. Yukta cheshtasya karmasu. In one's endeavors and in one's work. So, yukta sapna abodhasya. In one's dreaming and sleeping, basically, one's sleeping. Yogo bhavati dukkha. Then, by the practice of yoga, one will be able to bhavati dukkha, eliminate misery. So, yukta when it means regulated, balanced. So, when we practice yoga, it's important to know that ultimately we want to realize who we are. Souls who have nothing to do with the body. But the practice of yoga, here the success is yogo bhavati dukkha. The yoga sutras begin with a recognition that this world is dukkha. There is dukkha in this world and one has to go beyond this world. Now that's one has to go beyond misery. So the yogo bhavati dukkha. So the end of misery is success on the path of yoga. So that success can be attained, Krishna is saying, when one is yukta and one is regulated. So now regulation alone doesn't lead to the eradication of misery, but regulation as the foundation for application to yoga, for the practice of yoga, leads to the termination of misery. So the central thing is yoga. Central point is that one has to practice yoga. But while practicing yoga, there has to be balance. In fact, the whole principle of Varanashram Dharma was a system of balance. Okay, people, whatever their natures are, they act according to natures. They work according to those natures. And that way, they are able to move onwards in their spiritual journey. So, while they work according to their material propensities, so they are not very agitated, they are not very disturbed. They are not too disharmonious at the material level and then they can go upwards. So, apart from the broad vocation, so that vocation we could say is referred to by Yukta Karmasu, but more specifically here it's in terms of the, not which vocation one does, but how one does over here. So, one doesn't go into extremes, go into excesses. So, the pursuit of yoga requires us to find a balance between the self that we are eternally and the self that we are presently. So the self we are presently is we identify with the body-mind complex, and the self we are eternally is the soul. And we need to achieve a balance between the two so that the self that we are presently is channelized for the purpose of realizing the self that we are eternally. Moving onwards, yukta can have another meaning also. The word yukta can also be said to mean engaged in yoga. So that and then it would mean that one should stay engaged in yoga in whatever one does. It is not that the practice of yoga is to be limited to only the yoga sadhana. So when he's sitting in a pranayama, and we discussed about this, Krishna talked about that in his chapter 16, 6.11, 12, 13, 14. So it's not that yoga is to be practiced only at the time of doing asanas and pranayama and dhyana and things like that. No, one has to have the consciousness of a yogi while doing other activities also. So yukta ahara viharas. So that even when one is eating, one remembers that the purpose of my life is to connect with the highest spiritual truth. And there can be a whole huge discussion about how we can actually be yukta, be conscious of Krishna while we are eating. And to some extent this has been discussed when we talked about yajna, the concept of yajna in the third chapter, verses 10 to 16. But here, so while eating, then yukta viharasya, the recreation can be for the yogis in the jungle walking, and the recreation can be also for devotees, swimming, wrestling, some sort of sports which do not induce passion, and when they are done in a regulated way, they can actually lead to they can lead to a sort of refreshment, rejuvenation that enables one to practice yoga with greater focus. So yukta ahara viharasya yukta cheshtasya karmasu. And then cheshta means endeavor has to be done, but endeavor should not be excessive. Because if one does too much endeavor, then there is too much friction, too much agitation, and there is dysfunction that results. Just like when people overwork, just like when we lift a weight, if our capacity is 10 kg, then we, if say it's 15 kg or 10 kg whatever, then we can lift a little more, 11 kg or 16 kg. But if somebody has capacity of 10 kg tries to lift 25 kg, there will be a disruption. So like that, in when whatever work one is doing, one endeavors, but endeavors also in a balanced way. So, yukta chishtasya karmasu, and work also. Nowadays, people work so much that they, and in the pursuit of professional success, they don't have time even for their own health, what to speak of their families, and what to speak of other aspects of life. People work so many hours in their offices that they don't spend quality time even with their family members, and it is unfortunate. So there has to be a balance. Yukta cheshtasya karmasu. And of course, the regulation in sleep has already been talked about. So by maintaining, or so yukta sapna bodhasya. Now, if we consider yukta as cheshtasya karmasu or sapna bodhasya in terms of the yukta meaning being engaged in yoga, then we wonder that how can one engage in yoga while one is sleeping? Actually, if one's whole life is devoted to the pursuit of yoga, and if one understands, treats rest for the body not as a means to delight, some people enjoy sleeping, not as a means to enjoy at the bodily level, but as a means to rest and rejuvenate the body so that one can continue the pursuit of yoga. So one prays before sleeping, prays after waking up, then that enables one to even sleep in a devotional consciousness. And this way, one is able to pursue yoga throughout one's life, in all of one's activities. And thus, the yogi can progress towards dukkha yoga bhavati. So, now, Krishna has talked about how many activities in this verse? Yukta ahar viharasya, 2. Eating and recreation. Yukta cheshtasya karmasu, endeavor and work. The sapna avodhasya, sleeping. Avabodha literally means, bodha means to be aware. Avabodha means to not be aware. But generally, when we are sleeping, we may dream sometimes, sometimes we may have dreamless sleep. But either way, the point is that we keep ourselves regulated in that. So we could use yukta as regulated, then this verse is basically a positive restatement of what was stated negatively in the previous verse. that natyashnatastu, don't do excess, there too much or too little, but do in a regulated way. So in this sense, if yukta means regulated, then it is a restatement for emphasis of what is stated in the previous verse. If yukta is meant as when it is connected, then this is making a distinct point that first the previous verse stated that be regulated in your activities, avoid extremes in your activities, and then while avoiding extremes, then while doing that is not the only thing that a yogi should do. Just avoiding extremes is something which even materialistic people can do. But after avoiding extremes, then while doing the activities, spiritualize them, make them also a part of yoga. Keep your consciousness yukta while doing these activities. And thus, the pursuit of yoga sadhana, yoga, permeates one's full life. And then, when one becomes a all-round yogi like this, that means round-the-clock yogi, 24/7 yogi, not just a morning-evening sadhana yogi or something like that, then one's consciousness becomes permeated with, comes completely reoriented toward a spiritual direction, and then one transcends material existence, and yogo bhavati dukkha. One attains freedom from misery, one attains success in yoga. Thank you.